It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Anne Strainchamps. Today, race and fear.
I was at home, and I was living alone at the time, and I heard what to me sounded like someone trying to break into my house. And I hid and called my boyfriend. And when he got there, you know, he did a perimeter of my house and was like, it was like the trash can blowing over. But what was it you were so afraid of? And I really don't remember what I told him, but I do remember the image that popped into my head. It was the image of this tall, lanky, young black man.
Rachel Shadon is a computer scientist who lives in Portland. She's young, educated, and at least until this moment, she had thought of herself as a pretty unbiased person, certainly not racist. So when she realized she was actually afraid of black men, she was appalled. She wanted to understand why and to do something about it. She tells her story in a recent article titled, I Am Racist and So Are You.
I mean, you do feel bad. It's made me a lot more conscious of the way I carry myself around black male strangers. Like, it's very important to me that I don't let any of my conscious or unconscious racial bias ruin their day.
So as you began to notice and name your own internalized bias and your own fear reactions, where do you think they came from in you? I mean, did you grow up around many people of color?
You know, I didn't grow up around very many people of color. It wasn't until I was in high school that I had very much exposure to people of color at all. And neighborhoods are pretty segregated still mm-hmm. in a lot of the country. So if you go to a neighborhood school, you're likely to be around people of your sort of same social economic class and as well as your own race.
So I'm curious, once you began noticing these things in yourself and kind of naming them, did that begin to change any of your interactions with African Americans?
I don't know if it changed my interactions, but it definitely changed the way I think. So there is a check now in my brain that is, I have a thought, particularly if it's about a person or about a way someone is acting. Why am I thinking that? And that's sort of the crucial step.
So you sounds like you've learned to watch yourself, to watch your own interactions.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what, you know, good teachers have been trying to teach us since like preschool, right? Think before you speak. Think before you act. And so just building in that layer of metacognition, why am I thinking that?
Have you talked about this with African-American friends and especially male African-American friends? And have they, I'm curious about what their reaction is.
You know, many of my black friends are like, you get it. And that's good, but I'm not looking for absolution. In part because, I mean, this is not good. This is a cognitive bias. This is something that hurts people. This ruins people's lives. Racism is a system in which we all participate. Like, it's a lot of, like, micro-judgments, things that happen so quickly that we may not even notice them.
I mean, going back to you personally and your own experience, you know, you've worked hard, it sounds like, to unpack and look at your own internalized bias. What happens now when, say, you pass a young black man on the street?
Well, as I said, like, I do spend a fair amount of time, like, how do I not ruin this poor kid's day? But mostly it's something that I pray no one can read on my face. You know, it's very, I am sometimes still nervous, particularly, like, in situations where I expected to be alone. But it was never like I'm quaking in my boots in terror. It was always a very subtle, I am more nervous in this situation than I would have been if you were, you know, a white dude. And so I just try to behave as a person and interact with that person as an individual instead of a symbol of their race.
Rachel Shadon wrote a blog post last year called I Am Racist and So Are You. It was circulated pretty widely. If you want to read it, it's on our website at dtbook.org.